You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app. The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast.
Yay!
Made it to Wednesday. Powerball drawing tonight. Might not be here tomorrow. I don't know.
Middle of the week, Wednesday.
Is it big?
Do it? No, I don't think so. Somebody won big the other night.
Oh, you know, damn.
So. I don't really care. Honestly, I haven't kept up with it in a while. I bought 2 lottery tickets on Saturday. Didn't win, so. That's about, you know, I was in the store. It's like, hey, give me 2 lottery tickets while I'm here. $4, I'll take a chance. One nada. So
it's not worth a billion yet, so it's not even worth it.
Right. It's not even worth the effort to have financial security.
It's only $20 million.
To have what some people like to call retirement. Which is what I like to call a pipe dream.
I was about to say, I think that might just be you that calls.
Oh, there was a time, Rob. There was a time. A mere... What is it? What is it? 20? A mere, you know, 8 years ago or 7, 10 years. A mere 10 years ago, I was like, I've done everything right. I am good to go. I am good to go. I'm just going to cruise through the rest of this life, and then, you know, God was like, let me make a few changes here in your life.
God did this. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Somebody.
God did this.
If God wanted him to win the lottery, now's the time.
Now is the time. That's not what he wants, though. I think he wants me to do something else. He wants me to somehow pull this thing together, inspire people, and then reap my just rewards.
Well, I know they say one of God's greatest gifts is unanswered prayers, but I don't think this one is.
I've prayed for that lottery win, and that hasn't come. So, I'm counting on these unanswered prayers now. So before I get too depressed, let's get into some other stuff today on Ace and Friends. There is some crazy stuff coming up today. A lot of fun audio. And a couple of the thing I like about him is you don't really see where it's going until you get there. And it's like, oh, that's kind of a surprise.
Hmm.
So a lot happening today on Ace and Friends. We'll get started next.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
A lot of people make TikToks in drive-thrus. Just like this young lady that you're about to hear. She appears to be, what would you say, mid-20s?
Yeah.
Mid to late 20s. She's just, you know, cruising through the Dairy Queen drive-thru, making a TikTok. And it's not until, it takes a second for you to go, oh.
Documenting this moment. My dad is in town playing with his little band called Journey. Didn't want to see me, so now I'm at the Dairy Queen drive-thru, as I should be. Stopped believing a long time ago.
Ooh. Her last name is Sean, S-C-H-O-N. Her father apparently is the legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Neil Sean, who's one of the founding members of the band Journey. When he was 14 or 15, he went on tour with Carlos Santana. He's considered a guitar prodigy. And that is apparently his daughter.
And maybe not such a great dad. A little less time on the guitar, a little more time focusing on your kid.
We don't know details.
Certainly not.
We don't know everything involved in that scenario.
But I will say, didn't he marry one of the White House party crashers who was a real housewife of D.C. and they had to cancel that whole show because she was, remember that couple?
Yeah, I believe so.
Didn't he marry her?
Yeah.
So he's making some unusual personal decisions in his life.
He is also currently involved in a bitter lawsuit with his bandmate, Jonathan Cain, who literally every night they stand on stage together 30 feet apart. They perform for 2 hours in stadiums. Journey, Def Leppard are touring stadiums this summer, alternating each night who headlines, They both play the full set, just co-headline kind of thing. And they are in a nasty, nasty, bitter lawsuit. And they just don't speak. Band goes on stage and tears it up every night. And these two guys don't speak to each other. They've known each other 40 years.
It's just better that way.
Yeah. So who's right, who's wrong? I don't know. But that's awkward to hear that. My dad with his little band Journey.
She said, don't worry, I gave up believing a long time ago. I kind of like that.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. Ace and Friends.
Sometimes before the show starts, I get so excited about things, we move them around. Because I can't wait any longer to play to play things. There's a couple. They were just checking out a little music festival in their hometown. Where, do we know where they are?
Hempstead, New York.
Okay, Hempstead, New York. It's just a little local neighborhood music festival. And this band was on stage tearing up a cover of John Cougar Mellencamp.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on chili dog.
I love that.
I love it too, but I don't know how many rounds of that I want to sit through. I mean, are you going to sit through that band's whole set if they're just singing that one line over and over?
Well, surely the next song they would sing all the words to, right? Wasn't that a thing a few years ago? That was a thing on the people were saying, suck it on, chill it off. Suck it on, chill it off.
Yeah, whichever the band is doing that's doing this, they're late to the trend.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're trying to be witty, but they're older guys, so they probably just now heard about it.
We'll just change all the lyrics to suck it on, chill it off.
This is a hot new thing on the internet, man. And people are like, no, that was a hot thing like 6 or 7 years ago. And it was a very brief moment.
And you also don't bring it to a music festival. Yeah. Like, perform your TikTok dance live. Like, understand the...
Because you know there were people that cried and got excited. Oh, I'm going to do Jack and Diane. Oh, yeah, second. So, what second?
These are like second, 70 people in lawn chairs. Yeah. You know, they're not in on the...
The joke.
On the joke at all.
Yeah, nobody goes, oh, I get it.
Oh, that meme. You know that meme from like 5 years ago?
Suck it on, chili dog. Suck it on, chili dog. That's all they're going to say the whole song.
Charlie bit me, I know it all. And it's like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
Good. You don't perform that live. But I mean, they sounded good. I'm sure they're a good band. But yeah, that's weird choice. They did a
pretty decent job up there.
Suck it on, chili dog. Suck it on, chili dog. Sucking on 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 chili dog.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. Ace and Friends.
So we played that clip earlier, the band going, suck it on, chili dog, suck it on, chili dog. And as soon as we finished, Rob goes, I do love a chili dog, though.
Oh, my God.
Good.
And immediately, Ricky and I both out loud said, oh, I know, me too.
So good.
I haven't had a chili dog in, I don't know.
I feel like you don't eat anything fun or good. It's always like protein in a cup.
What is the thing you get at Chili's? Is it salmon?
Yeah, he orders like salmon and steamed broccoli. But it's like,
I did like, I do it all the time. Like, you know, Saturday I had a burger and fries.
Did you?
Yeah. Ooh. It was Sunday because Amanda had gone. I took the baby to the in-laws on Saturday. Then Amanda picked him up on Sunday. And so she was up there. And so I was eating by myself. And I went to a little place over here and had a nice, you know, a burger.
Was it Impossible Meat?
No, it was real meat. I'm not doing Impossible Meat. No, plantain fries. It was just a big old burger and some fries. And I had burger fries and a couple beers.
Hell yeah, dude.
Exactly, Rob. Thank you. One time I went to Buffalo Wild Wings and I had some mozzarella sticks and two beers.
Did you? Was that a crying night? I just need to go to. What did you do? Well, I cried and then I went to Buffalo Wild Wings for mozzarella sticks and two beers, and
like
then I went
home like and cried again. Does.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a crying night. Amanda was gone. The baby was at the in-laws. And Amanda and I were going somewhere the next night, so we dropped her off. She spent the weekend, and she went to somewhere with her friend Noelle. Remember when they went to the movie or girls' night or something?
What, do you sit at the bar?
Yeah,
you sit and watch TV.
Yeah, watch the games, whatever they got going on.
Do you talk to people around you?
I don't want to talk to
them. Oh, thank God.
I don't want to talk to anybody. So why go to the bar?
Get out of the house a little bit. Get out of the house. It was for a few minutes, for 45 minutes, an hour. Mm. Yeah. Went there, had two beers and some mozzarella sticks, and then drove home. It's like a mile from my house.
Yeah, it wasn't a cry night, but it was a cry for help night.
That hurts, Rob.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. This is Ace and Friends.
We hear all the time, you know, drink your water, drink your water, drink your water. Everybody needs to drink your water. Well, here's an interesting tidbit of information that this woman got from her doctor about drinking water.
I just paid $500 to be told by a doctor that I just need to drink less water. You guys, I am that friend that would use the bathroom like every hour, honestly, wake up in my sleep. It's gotten out of control. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to see a urologist finally, get all these sonograms done. And the doctor's like, you're 23, you're fine. How much water do you drink a day? She saw my big water bottle that's like 40 ounces. And she was like, oh God, no, that's way too much. Just like slowly cut back or space it out more. And I think you'll see great results. Like, I don't
know. What happened was she was drinking 3 40-ounce bottles of water every day. 40 ounces. How many ounces in a gallon?
Yeah, so it's 120 ounces total per day. How many ounces are in a gallon?
How many ounces in a gallon? Let's see. 128. She was having a gallon of water.
I thought
you're supposed to have a gallon.
I've heard that before, especially if you're trying to lose weight or keep your weight down. A gallon of water a day is what they recommend.
Isn't it also based on your weight?
It is based on your weight. So for somebody my weight, it would be, you know, I'm 6'4", 210. A gallon of water is okay.
Yeah, so she looked pretty small in the video I saw. I think she's a smaller person.
There's one person I do not want to see this, and it is my wife, because she has told me before, you can drink too much water and hurt yourself.
Yeah, I've never heard a doctor say you're drinking too much water, ever.
Yeah, Amanda has said all the time, you don't need to drink a gallon of water every day unless you're really extreme trying to lose weight.
Well, she knows she's a trainer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Isn't there something as a water intoxication or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make yourself sick.
People die from
it. I forget sometimes that she really did, like, she had to study that stuff to become a certified trainer. She probably does know some stuff.
Well, it depends on where you got the certificate.
No, it's like she got it from the legit place.
Okay, good.
The main source.
I wasn't questioning it. I promise you that.
It's real.
Did you say you're 210?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, technically, at the moment, I'm about 208. Why?
Well, I was just curious.
It's actually light, kind of light for somebody my size, but I'm trying to lean out a little bit.
You know? Yeah, good call.
Work on some. What are you? Good call.
What?
Have I been big lately?
What? You didn't say
I think 210 is not.
I'm 6'4". I can
I'm not. I think. Okay. Just.
This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app. Ace and Friends.
The movie Mean Girls came out in the mid-90s, and you still hear that phrase used, oh, they're being mean girls, they're being mean girls. Now, I am no Blake Lively apologist. I don't know enough about this to care one way or the other about what's happening with her right now. But I think there's it's almost like bullying the way people are piling on Blake Lively. I saw this, like, I ran across this TikTok yesterday and thought, man, I think this is terrible, the types of things that people are saying.
Mark my words, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds will be announcing their divorce within the next 90 days.
Let me stop it right there. Let's say you're trying to get clicks, whatever, you're getting views. Who puts that out there about somebody? Like, you don't even know these people.
Yeah, they're trolls.
Here's her philosophy here.
Last week, I have watched people come on TikTok and defame Blake Lively, which is a classic PR technique used before they announce their divorce. Ryan Reynolds' team is trying to make her look like a bad person. The divorce is imminent. If you know, you know.
You don't know that.
She doesn't know it, but some of those things are true, though. It is a classic Hollywood PR move.
It is, but you've had no reports of any problems behind the scenes between them or anything. I just think that's a terrible thing to put out there for people. Who goes on out and says that on social media about somebody? You don't know these people. You just say, my prediction is they're going to be divorced soon.
Is it any different than doing the celebrity death pool that everybody does? I mean, is it any different than that? Those are real people. You don't know anything about their life, but it's fun to do.
Well, okay, I guess.
I mean, they're celebrities. Not. They put their lives on display. And
that's
true.
I just think it's mean to say things like, I think, you know, mark my words, they're going to be divorced. Yeah. I don't know. It's almost like you're rooting for their divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity death pool, you're like, you know, based on the info we have, this is probably the next celebrity that's going to die.
Yeah.
I think you're not rooting for them to die. You're saying, nah, we've got some
info. Yeah, but they're dead. These people are just divorcing. I mean, and they're multi-millionaires. I don't feel as bad for them.
Now, they still have kids and lives. I just don't like people putting nasty stuff, like mean stuff like that out there about people you don't know. If you're going to be mean, like, have some facts.
What was mean about it?
I don't know. It just seems mean.
I get it. They're definitely preying on their downfall.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're praying for their downfall. But there's a lot of that people really have turned. It's shocking how successful her movie is and how people have turned against her while this movie is blowing up. Everybody said it's a great movie.
Yeah, why did all this content come out? I think there's something about this story that's not adding up. It is weird.
It could be. This lady could be 100% correct. Who knows?
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Just in case this has gotten out of your head lately, I want to get it back in your head here a little bit. You know the words. Come on.
Sucking on chili dogs. Sucking on chili dogs. Sucking on chili dogs. Sucking on chili dogs.
Sucking on chili dogs. I do like the caption to this says, when you don't know the words.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, they don't know the word. Then it occurred to me, wait, I think that was a thing, you know, 10 years ago on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
There aren't many song things like that that come out, though, are there?
Like viral internet songs?
Yeah, you don't get many fun little song things like that. You get, you know, the ice bucket challenge and the, what was the one where you climbed the milk crate challenge, the planking and all that kind of stuff. You don't get a lot of, thankfully, that one was short-lived because it's stupid.
Yeah.
As many of them are, but you don't get a lot of them that are about songs or music or something like that.
The only thing I can think of was like the Taylor Swift and the Goats in that one song. People were playing that a lot.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny one. But that's really about it.
I can't think of anything else.
I'm sure. Yeah, didn't translate into. Well, Baby Shark is technically an internet song because that never, you know, made it onto TV or movies. You know, it's an internet based song.
But it now has it's a cartoon and it's.
Yeah, it's a monster.
And it doesn't matter. You know, Dax is 13 months old. He loves that little song when it comes on. Mm. Whatever it is. You know, it's considered to be one of the most perfectly written songs for children ever. They had scientists look at it, and the way the number of beats per minute and the repetitiveness of the words and the actions, he's locked in.
Yeah.
I get that. We don't hear that one too much in my house. We get a lot of bingo.
Bingo.
There, because he likes to clap.
Oh, okay.
Was a farmer, had a dog. Oh. Bingo was his name. Oh, I-N-G-O. You know, and you got to do the whole thing. There's no stopping until you go to the whole
thing. Yeah, right. Oh, God. Did they still do like Old MacDonald Had a Farm?
Yeah.
They still play that one.
Old MacDonald Had a Farm is one. Bingo. There's another one. What's the other one he likes? About Hop Little Bunny, Hop, Hop, Hop. Hop Little Bunny, Hop, Hop, Hop. It's a Miss Rachel song. Hop Little Bunny, Hop, 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 and Stop. And then you do the hand gesture, the sign language, and stop.
Stop.
Because he knows stop like that, and he knows more. When he wants more of something, he knows the sign language hand gesture for more.
More of that. He's doing that a lot. He
learned to communicate.
He's a big boy. He's like, more. Yeah, he is. Just keep it coming.
He really is. Like, waiter. Fries, more. When you feed him now, we can't give him. He's 13 months old. You have to keep fries where he can't see them.
Same.
So they have to be away from him. He has to start on something else.
Yeah.
But whether it's the grilled cheese or the cheese quesadilla or whatever, you know, a little bite of hamburger or whatever, then you slowly introduce the fries. Because if you start with the fries or he sees them, it's over. Yeah. He won't eat anything else but the fries.
I can relate. I can relate.
This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. Ace and Friends.
Tech D Rob's girlfriend, Meredith, likes to travel. Rob does not like to travel. Fair to say, Rob? Is that a fair assessment? So there are quite a few times on the weekends, especially during the summers when she's not teaching school, that she's gone and you're there, even during the week. And this, Rob, would be the boss move of all boss
moves. Guys, I forgot to answer his name.
The waitress is delivering a drink to this girl. She is out of state with her friends and obviously had a conversation with her boyfriend about, we're going to this restaurant tonight called whatever. And he called the restaurant and ordered her favorite drink to have it sent to the table.
That's nice.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Pretty smooth.
That's very smooth. She had no idea. The waitress just shows up with her favorite drink and sits on the table and said, it's from a guy. And she knew immediately who the guy was.
In front of all of her girlfriends, all of her girlfriend. Too. My boyfriend called from out of state to get me a drink. I mean, that is next level.
Yeah, that is incredibly well done.
So, Rob?
No, I'm good.
It makes perfect sense. She's traveling all the time.
Riggins. Half the time, he doesn't even know where she is.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, not knowing what restaurant she's in. He doesn't even know what town she's in half the time.
What country?
Like, a lot she's of times, in South Carolina. Oh, okay.
A lot of times, I do know where, but I don't, like, know where she's going within that place.
Last time, it was St. Croix. You know, like a collection of islands or something,
right? When she went to St. Croix, Rob, did you know the resort?
No.
No.
You just knew she's in St. Croix.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and so when she goes, and a lot of times though, when she's camping or whatever, you don't talk, if they're going out to eat somewhere, you don't talk to her during the day to know where she's going, do you?
Maybe here and there, but not really.
Okay.
When she's away, I typically tell her to just enjoy her time and, you know, don't talk to me.
You do not say, do you say?
I don't specifically say that, but I do say, be in what's going on where you're at.
So you say it without saying it?
Right.
Because if she is, quote unquote, being in what's going on where you're at, that means she's not
being in my
your business. My
getting in my face, knowing what's going on with me, bothering me while I'm trying to play some Madden.
Yeah, I'm just trying to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Why you bother me?
Kansas City Chiefs are not a joke, Meredith. Yeah, so they're the Super Bowl champions.
So there's probably no chance you would send the drink at the restaurant. Okay.
Well, I mean, honestly, I would assume that if she's at a place that's like a nicer place, they're not going to have what she drinks because it's pretty trashy.
Yeah.
A Jameson and ginger.
That's right. Jameson and Jaeger.
Yeah. Jameson and ginger or a Jaeger bomb.
Yeah.
Can you send my beloved a glass of black velvet? Yeah.
Oh, what is that? Yeah, I'd like to order a Jaeger bomb for my girlfriend. Yeah. It's her favorite drink, is it?
This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ace and Friends.
I'm not trying to start anything, but I had to share with y'all. I got a DM on Instagram from somebody that said, hey, I'm trying to find it right now. It said, on Ace and Friends, you and Rob share so much of your lives with us. Riggins needs to bring it. Point being, Riggins, the people feel like they're not hearing enough about your life. They want to know the more of the behind the scenes as far as what's going on in your particular life.
Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah.
People love you.
Yes, they do. It's very flattering.
Yeah.
But I don't need to do a damn thing. That is where you...
Let me tell you what I need to do.
But I understand the fascination. I don't talk about that kind of stuff a lot.
Yeah.
About what I do when I'm not here.
It's probably a lot like you wanting to know what's going on inside my house. Like
right.
It just seems like it should be so interesting.
Yeah, but yeah. He wants to take that in your house next level. I think Riggins has an intense desire to know about the physical connection between you and your girlfriend.
Aren't you curious? I mean, it's really all aspects. I've always said Rob is the most interesting person I know. And I think he's proven it over the last couple of years. He is super interesting.
I do see that as a good and bad thing. But yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. But no, I have no plans to share any more than I'm already sharing.
Okay. All right. He does share a good bit overall. More than your average person would.
Well, he doesn't share anything about his personal life, his dating life, or anything like that.
I mean, you go and tell it on the radio. I just know it.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we do.
Yeah, and that's not what I do.
I mean, y'all know all about my life, dating life.
Well, I was about to say, I think we just don't know about his dating life. That's the only thing we don't know about. I think he's pretty straightforward and tells everything that's going on.
Otherwise, I need to know how that Bitcoin's doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So Rob, you would probably be helping Riggins if you would tell him more about what goes on, the inner workings inside your house.
I've told him before. It's not as interesting as it may seem.
See, that's the thing. I think the same thing. Like, it's just Rob goes home and sits in his underwear and his t-shirt and plays video games or whatever.
I didn't even get to do that yesterday. I had interviews lined up for, part-time jobs.
Part-time job. Yeah.
So one of them was on Zoom, so I had to stay dressed up.
Stay dressed up.
Yeah.
He was wearing a shirt with a collar yesterday.
I was going to say, what was he wearing?
He was wearing a blue shirt with a collar.
It was a polo.
And it had no designs on it.
It didn't.
No cartoon people on it at all.
Nope.
I would remember Robin a suit.
Yeah. No,
it wasn't
that. He was just wearing nice shorts and a shirt with a collar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So dressed up.
I dressed up. Okay. It's not like I was interviewing at a Fortune 500 company or anything.
It was like Spencer's Gifts or something. I mean, that outfit at a job interview. I mean, where's that going to fly?
This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app. Ace and Friends.
We were talking about Rob's life a minute ago. Riggins, if you had to pick, who do you think of the three of us whose life would make the best reality show? Because I know the dynamic between Rob and Meredith, I don't know that it would come through until the interviews took place. When Rob looks at a camera and says things like, you know, I'm not marrying her until we get rid of this dog. Yeah. That kind of thing. People would be like, oh, he's the villain.
Yeah. You want a level of instability.
Yeah.
In all reality stars. They could go one way or they could go the other. You just never know what. So I think in that regard, I would probably rather watch a show about you and your life. It just seems like there's no settling. It's like it's either very high highs or very low lows. And it could go either way any day.
I would agree with a lot of that. Yeah, because there's a lot going on. Whether it's, you know, obviously I'm an old guy with a baby.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I'm a guy who used to have some money and now doesn't. I got a stepmom that I take care of and who's in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Although, to be quite honest with you, I'm not doing a great job of that lately. They don't require a lot of me these days, and I haven't done a great job of keeping up with it and everything, you know. So there's all kinds of,
you got family members that are kind of wild, different, and wild, I have some wonderful,
unique.
I didn't mean to make that connection. You're nowhere close to the wild and wonderful whites.
No.
But there's a level of just sort of chaos that follows you that I think would be interesting.
Yeah, and I wish it didn't. I wish it didn't.
Right. But well, who does?
But there are so many moving parts that have gone on most of my entire adult life, if you look back on it. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it was, you know, my ex-wife got really sick at one point and had to be put into a coma. And that was around, what, 2004? And kind of since then, it's just been kind of
up and down.
Yeah, just kind of wild, constant. Everything's in a constant state of movement, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes positive, sometimes negative, but there's a lot of just, you know, ups and downs.
And that makes for a perfect reality show.
I mean, well, you consider with different things going on with the, I've got a daughter who died. My mom has died all in the past couple of years. My wife's biological father has died. I mean, I was talking to a counselor one day, a therapist. And he was like, okay, look, you got to take in, that's a lot of loss in like 2 years. I'm like, yeah, it is. It's a lot of stuff. You know, people deal with stuff. You know, I don't want to cry about it. He's like, yeah, but it's okay to like accept it.
Sometimes a cry can be cathartic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That means it can make you feel better.
I wonder if I can get a reality show going.
So I think.
Just put some cameras in my house.
There's more boring people on TV than you.
It'd probably lead to a divorce.
Well,
but they usually do.
You've tried to do a reality TV show.
Well, they came to us and just asked us to be on them. And we weren't weird enough. I mean, we interviewed for it, and this age gap couple one that's coming out, supposed to be in the fall, I guess, or the spring, maybe in the spring.
Didn't
they say it wasn't. I guess we just didn't pan out as being weird enough or unusual enough.
I thought you tried for more than one of them. I thought there was one.
I did. Oh, well, the other one was The Circle. I made it all the way to the final. I went through three rounds of interviews for The Circle, made it all the way to the final interview, and did an interview, a Zoom interview with The Circle. They were like, you know, next thing you know, if you hear from us again, it will be to tell you that you have been selected and you're flying to England or something to be on The Circle. And the only reason I did that was because Amanda convinced me, you should try out for this. Peyton would love this, because we kind of got to watch in the show with Peyton when it first started. And I was like, I'll do it. I just sent the thing in. And then next thing I did two interviews and made it to the phone interview, then a video interview, then I made a whole different video interview that they recorded in case I was going to make the show. And I guess I wasn't weird enough.
Because it would have been used on the show, right? If that's what you're saying?
Yeah, they said, we're going to record it in case we want to use it on the show. Okay, sounds good.
You're weird enough.
I guess I wasn't unusual enough. But when I watched the show, they went very young. They didn't have any older people involved in the cast like they'd had in years past, at least when it started. So, and I watched it thinking, I would have crushed on this. They should have used me.
You would have.
Oh, they should have picked me. I was like, I could have killed on this show. I could have played as myself or as Amanda.
Oh right, yeah. Yeah, that's a crazy show.
Yeah. So. Oh, well, they didn't. They're lost.
Your loss.
They're lost.
Yeah.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Man, look, it's tough these days to be a new performer trying to make a name for yourself when you're opening for the biggest act in the world. One of the openers for Taylor Swift, her name is Macy Peters. Yeah. Everybody films everything and posts everything, and it can be tough. This is a clip that's going viral of her.
You say, wow, hey, it's been forever. You wanna get a drink line together and say, I'm kinda busy, like, I'm a tenant tonight. No shit.
Yeah, not the best performance.
I don't think so.
It's tough, though.
That sounded like she was, like, maybe her inner ear monitor might not have been working.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. People don't know that. People don't care. Yeah, if something's wrong with that, with what you hear in your head, it's a mess, and you're doing the best you can, and you may not even realize that it's off as bad as it is. It's tough.
And she's had Paramore, like, as her opener, who are, as far as performing live, they are as tight as it gets. They've been doing it forever. And they get the crowd hyped in 25 minutes. It's a perfect opening act. And so to hear this, I mean, it's just pretty bad.
It's hard.
But no one's taking it harder than her.
Yeah.
She got the opportunity of a lifetime.
Squandered it. And you only get one shot.
Yeah. Thank you. Is that a rabbit?
Yeah. It's hard when you have one moment.
Yeah.
And you're in a stadium.
Yeah. Mm. Trippy. And then you put out that, and now people are calling her a Nepo baby, which I don't even know if it's true. I don't even know who her parents are.
And you want her to walk away and be proud of that and have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You
know? But also be good. Be good. So many people would kill to do that.
Yeah. Trust me. I've been there one time. We opened for Bon Jovi in 2006. But we had one shot and walked away like, okay. I'm the part of the baddest band in the world tonight. But, I was very proud of it. We did it. It was great. And nothing will ever take that away from me, no matter what happens in my life.
Didn't you cheat to get on there? Like you used your radio influence?
I'm just kidding.
I think you did. I think that was the rumor. I forgot about that.
Though. I don't think that's what the case was.
You're technically not
I
wrong.
I promise.
Yeah.
I still had to prove we were good.
Yeah. No, I know.
I didn't know some people, though.
I thought that would be funny, though.
I don't care. I don't care. People get mad all they want. I knew some people. Yeah. I made some things happen. I made a couple phone calls, and they were like, is your band any good? I'm like, check it out. And they did and went, yeah, you're this absolutely.
Good enough.
I'm like, yeah.
Good enough for Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Good night. Last four words I said, Bon Jovi is next. And the crowd goes, I was like, there you go.
Please.
John, I warmed him up for you.
That's exactly what happened, Rob. That is exactly what transpired.
This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.